are you? Letting it go a bit longer this morning. So good. He's one of our NRL Nation commentators, Mark Spud Carrot. He's on the line. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, no, it's been a good week. I'm looking forward to the footy this week. I'm a bit over all this ALPA stuff, whatever it is.
Oh, mate, yes.
It's diabolical, mate. It's got too far. Yeah, yeah. The main people I'm worried about are the fans, mate. The fans pay all the money to go and watch these bloody players. But I don't blame the players. I just blame whoever's in charge at the moment. Well, Andy said he wants to meet. Well, just let him do his job.
Well, look, the players are apparently going to cover up the NRL logo on their jerseys this weekend in protest over this. I think this collective bargaining agreement's been going for 2 years now.
Yeah, 2 years. I know it's a bit long in the tooth, but just try and talk a bit of positivity. We'll get off the negativity, Richard.
Yeah.
Pick up. How'd I go last week? Did I beat you?
You got five. I think I got five as well.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll see how we go this weekend.
Yeah, all right. We'll see how we go this weekend. Look, just before we get on to the games, a host of players have been, you know, clubs are allowing you to put themselves on the market. And, well, Payne Haas been one of them. Bradman Best has been allowed to go out and see what he's worth. Jerome Luai, his future at Penrith is up in the air. What are your thoughts on that? You know, this time of the year, and all of a sudden, players are looking where they might be going next season.
Yeah, well, I think the players at the top of the competition, that being the top eight, it might dismantle the side. You know, other players, so I wouldn't care less, but they certainly watch what things happen in the paper.
Yeah, alrighty.
It's up to me. I don't sort of begrudge players getting as much as they can because the game's only one game away from injury.
Yeah. Alrighty. Round 22 kicks off tonight. You'll be able to do all the action right here from 7 o'clock. Mark Braybrook, Scotty Sattler and Andrew McCulloch calling the game. The Broncos who Gus Gould reckons can't win the comp because they haven't got enough defence in their side. They take on the Roosters, and obviously the Roosters have at last hit a little bit of form, but as to whether or not they can make the finals, they've probably left it a bit too late, haven't they?
Oh, I think they have. It's last shot at the dartboard, I reckon. That being the Roosters. But, you know, Gus, he's likes doing that to dismantle sides. But what that does to other sides is probably gets them a little bit more determined to show and shove it somewhere. So, regards their defence, I think the Broncos are really up their neck in this competition. They've got a fantastic forward pack to give out bruises. And they've got an outstanding halfback who kicks the air out of the footy. And then you got two wingers who are like magical. So I think, and then you got Reece Walsh.
Yes.
Beautiful eyes. He's been outstanding this year, and I think the Broncos.
All right, you're going for the Broncos. And, of course, they're playing tonight at the Gabba because the Matildas are playing Nigeria at Suncorp Stadium tonight. Okay, the early game tomorrow, we're broadcasting that game, all the action of West Tigers and Rabbitohs. Warren Smith, Brett Camorley and John Manor will be calling the game. And that it's being played in Tamworth. Tigers take on the Rabbitohs. Tigers look like they might pick up the spoon, not winning a game since, I think, round 12. And it's not going to be easier against the Bunnies, who are just outside the top eight and obviously hoping to bounce back after their loss to the Broncos last week and the return of Latrell Mitchell at last.
Yeah, it's a big in for South, but also a big in for the supporters of rugby league. They love seeing Latrell at his best. I think he might be a little bit rusty, but you know, South Sydney individually have to worry about their own game, Richard. I see the coach ripped in on last week, and I'm sure, you know, like Bellamy, they don't lose many games two in a row, that being South, so we'll go South.
Yeah, and Luke Brooks is back for the Tigers too tomorrow night. Okay, the late game tomorrow, Melbourne take on Parramatta, a double blow to Craig Bellamy's side coming off that shock loss to Newcastle. Solomon is out, Remus Smith's out due to injury, and Tarek Stims has been suspended, and Parramatta looking to bounce back after the loss to the Cowboys. But they'll be minus Sean Lane. I think he copped a dislocated shoulder. Who are you going for, Melbourne or Parramatta?
As I said, Melbourne don't usually lose two games in a row. I'm sure they're missing some couple of individuals there, Richard, but what they've got clones in wardrobes. They're just pulling something out to cover each other's spot. Everyone knows their job. And the Melbourne Storm down there, very hard to beat, so we'll go Melbourne.
Okay, three games on Saturday, the early game, 3 o'clock down in Canberra. The Raiders take on the Knights, the Green Machine coming off a one-point loss to the Warriors last week. And the Knights, how about the Knights? What a good performance from the Knights to beat Melbourne last week, eh?
Yeah, it certainly was. They certainly came out of the blocks quick, didn't they? But I don't know if they're one-hit wonders. Like, there's not many bands like that. They only have one hit, and I think the Raiders at home, cold conditions, freezing, actually, Richard. I know, playing down there, only won one game my whole life, but the game we did win down there, they didn't put the heaters in the dressing room. Otherwise, they put beautiful, you know, nice heated heats down there, and you're warming your hands, and you end up getting flogged.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. You reckon we're one hit wonder? You reckon we're fast out of the blocks, mate? We were 12-0 down within a blink of an eye. I was ready to go home.
Right, Richard, you've had enough Newcastle talk.
Righty, the middle game on Saturday, the Dragons take on Manly. St George coming off a win against the Tigers, whilst your Seagulls held off a late comeback from the Sharks. Geez, I'll tell you what, they were lucky too. Daly Cherry Evans, it's a milestone, 300 NRL games. There haven't too many, not too many that have played 300 games, Mark.
No, he's number 49 actually, Richard. It's quite amazing, but Manly have to aim up. If they want to come to the semi-finals, they've got to win every game, I reckon, from now on. The Dragons down there, as you said, 300 games. You've got to aim up for your mates. So, yes, they were lucky last week. But they only had two on the interchange bench, so I'm going to go Manly.
Okay, the 7:30 game on Saturday. It's out at Penrith. Penrith take on the Sharks. The Premiers flogged the Dogs last week, and Cronulla went down to Manly. A big blow for the Sharks in their bid to stay in the finals race. Dale Finucane will miss the remainder of the season. I think it's a biceps injury. But they will welcome back Captain Wade Graham. It should be a good game, Penrith and the Sharks.
Yeah, Penrith home ground advantage. It's like a fortress. If we don't come out the sheds with the right attitude, they'll put a score on you as they did in the first, 20 minutes. It could have been anything last week. But I think we'll go Penrith, mate.
Okay, he's going Penrith. The two games on Sunday, the early game, which have been played up at Bundaberg. The Dogs take on the Dolphins. Kickow back for... Kickow's back, I think it's his first game since round 4, which is a big boost for Canterbury, who are also going to welcome back Addo Carr and Toby Sexton as well. And I think the Hammer's back, isn't he, at fullback... For the Dolphins, and obviously it's a must-win game for them if they want to make the finals for the first time since entering the competition. The Dogs or the Dolphins?
I'm going to go fins up. I'm going to go the Dolphins. I know they're not very good at travelling, but they have to get good at travelling because semi-final times, it's down here in Sydney, so it's good sort of exercise for them to come down here and... I reckon they can win, mate.
All right. Yeah, I'm going the Dolphins too. Okay, the last game, round 22 of the NRL. The Titans take on the Cowboys. Gold Coast coming off a loss to the Roosters and looks almost impossible for them to now make the finals, whilst North Queensland coming off a win over Parramatta, but they're without Nanai due to injury. Titans or the Cows, who are you going for?
Home ground advantage. The Cowboys, they're actually Tom. They're under perfection.
All right, he's going the Cowboys. Look, West, just before we wrap up, West Tigers fan had a bit to cheer about on the weekend. They had a big win for their NRLW side. Did you see many of the women's games the first round last weekend?
Yeah, I watched a bit of women's game. I love the women's game. I know Brett Cavalli, I've worked with him at SEN. He had a great opening game. What I love about that, the women, they don't tackle in three or fours. They tackle in the old school two and a tackle. They've got great skills these days. They can throw a great torpedo pass. Fantastic kicking game. And, mate, they're a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, they are good. It's interesting, too, the number of former NRL players that are now coaching the women's teams, which is good to see.
Yeah, you've got good skill. I think it's mostly teachers as in coaches are sort of halves, 5'8", and you can see now the skill level of these girls. They're talking about maybe even making the ball a bit smaller, which I'm a fan of too. They get offloads a lot more. Some of these girls have only got really tiny hands, so you can imagine one of those big balls playing in their hands. So
yeah.
I reckon a change might be needed next year.
All right, so they're actually talking about that, a smaller ball for the women's game.
Yep, I heard that. I heard that in the traps around Spuds here, mate, on the streets of Sydney.
Okay, all right. Mate, always good to talk to you. Good calling over the weekend. Have a great week, and we'll catch up next Thursday.
See you, buddy.
Good on you. Yep, you too. Thank you. Mark Spud Carroll, his thoughts on round 22 of the NRL. And as I said, it kicks off tonight. All the action with Mark Braybrook, Scotty Sattler, and Andrew McCulloch, the Broncos-Roosters clash.